There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heise Advisory Group, Ken Heise, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heise Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
If you like to pay taxes, this show is probably not going to be for you. But if you're like most of the people that come into our office and you don't like to pay taxes or you want to reduce your future tax liabilities, stick around for the next 30 minutes. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heise, and as always, alongside of me, Steve Mahler. We're Heise Advisory Group here in St. Louis, and our firm does financial planning and wealth management. We help people that are usually within the last 5 years prior to retirement. And so all of you that are thinking of retiring in the next 5 years, we'd probably be a potential fit. And those of you that are already retired, we're here to help you as well with our retirement roadmap review process. And that process is what we use to take you through what we call the five cycles of a retirement plan, and that's creating an income plan, understanding how your paychecks are going to come in the rest of your life, setting up and managing an investment plan to support that. And what we're going to talk about today in more depth is the tax planning part of that. And then, of course, there's healthcare planning and estate planning all put together to make a comprehensive retirement plan that you should have and you should be preparing for before you pull the plug and retire.
And we often find that people aren't even sure if they have any of these things in place. So I would strongly encourage all of you out there listening to us this morning and to give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, the number is 314-328-4400. Come on in, set up an opportunity for you to sit down with me and with Ken, and let's go through the retirement roadmap review process and see if you have an income plan, see if you have an investment plan that will support the income plan. Let's take a look at the tax planning, which you'll hear much more about in today's show. Healthcare planning, such a big part of people's retirement plans today. And then, of course, the estate planning. We'd love to have an opportunity to sit down with you. It's what we do every day, and we'd love to have a chance to visit with you and make sure that these things are in place. And as always, you're encouraged to go out to our website, which is yourretirementhighway.com, and you can visit us that way as well.
So last week, I had a special guest on the show, Marty Ruby. Marty has written a couple of books. His first one was The No Compromise Retirement Plan, and his most recent that just came out, The New Rules of Retirement Savings. And we talked a lot about the tax impact of 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, all of these qualified retirement plans, and how we're finding that through the years, we all thought that they were a great place to invest for the long term. Back in the late 70s, early 80s was the beginning of the 401k. Retirement planning used to be so simple. You just retired with a big old pension and some Social Security, maybe a few assets, but you really didn't need a whole lot of extra retirement planning. But today, almost everybody has a 401k, and very few people have pensions anymore. And so what we have to look at is that tax impact. Many of us have saved significant amounts of money in our 401ks. If you have over $500,000, if you have over $1 million in your 401k, pay close attention today, because we're going to help you understand what that future tax impact is going to start to look like. I come from Wisconsin. I always talk about the analogy of planting a field full of corn, right? And if you had 100 acres and you were going to plant your seeds for corn, would you prefer to pay the tax on the seeds, or would you want to wait till harvest and pay the tax on the crop? Obviously, paying the tax on the seeds is going to be the smaller amount. But unfortunately, what we've done in our 401ks is we've taken the tax deduction on the seeds, and we've seen many of these 401ks grow to a half a million, a million plus, and now all that tax has to be paid at some time in the future.
And that's really been the issue, is that the focus was totally on accumulating as much as you possibly could during your working years in these tax-deferred accounts, with really not much conversation or thought to what the impact was going to be later down the road after you retired and reached that magical age of 70 and a half, when Uncle Sam said it's time to start paying the piper, only to realize that you had now accumulated a significant amount of assets that had never had taxes paid on it before, never really had done any homework, any analysis to say what is that going to be, and now are being bombarded with massive tax bills and throwing up their hands and saying, what do I do?
Well, what our software, our retirement planning software, is showing on many, if not most, of our clients that are coming into the office is that their age 70 and a half forced withdrawals for required minimum distributions oftentimes are more than they need to support their income, their spending, which means that they're being forced to take excess withdrawals. They're being forced to add more income to their tax return, which in effect adds more taxation not only to their income, but it also has an impact on the taxation of their Social Security benefits too. And that all then relates into the potential impact on the cost of Medicare premiums and so forth. So it can start to snowball in terms of the tax issues that are being incorporated into that. And that's become a real eye-opener for people. We're actually finding a lot of people are paying more income taxes in their 70s than they were when they were in their 60s.
And Marty likes to refer to this as the hidden debt. This is a debt. This is an obligation that you're going to have that nobody's really been paying any attention to. And if you're still young enough, if you're going to retire at 60, 62, 65, you still have some time before that forced required minimum distribution comes into play, and you have time now to do tax planning.
Well, you know, if you have let's just say you have $1 million IRA or 401k, you think you have $1 million. But in reality, the only way you can get that money is to take it out of the account and pay the tax. And if you do that, you're really only going to have maybe $650,000, $700,000. So you think you have $1 million asset, but like you said, Steve, there's this debt to the IRS that account has, and People forget about that debt, and that debt grows with interest as your account grows with its growth, and it becomes a real issue to take a look at. And what we have available is some of the software that Marty Ruby has created. We have available at the office, and we can actually take a look with you at what your potential future tax liability will be or what it may look like in the future. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. But if you'd like to start to take a look at, if you'd like to understand the planning of your qualified plans, understand the future taxation that's laying out there, this is an opportunity to plan ahead. That's what we do every day with our retirement roadmap review process, is help people think ahead so that you can prepare for these things. And that's why we encourage you to come into the office, sit down, and go through the retirement roadmap review process. So right now, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, the number is 314-328-4400. Come on into the office, sit down with us, and let us help you understand the tax implications moving forward on your IRAs, especially if you have $500,000 or $1 million or more. This is specifically for you. And when we come back after the break, we're going to go into a couple of examples that we want to have for you.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back. And as I said at the top of the show, if you're like most people that come into our office and you don't like to pay taxes, or you want to look for some ways to reduce the taxation of your financial plan moving forward in your retirement years, stick around, because we're going to talk about a couple of examples. These are hypothetical people that we've put together. And I did a hypothetical case that I looked at. And I gave this person an IRA of $1.9 million. For many of you, that's probably a lot higher than you have. For some of you, it might be about right. And for some of you, it might be less. But I put that together. I assumed a tax rate of 25%. And I assumed a very, I think, minimal earnings rate, pre-tax, of 5%. Use kind of a 60-40 split, stocks to bonds, with stocks earning, say, 6% and bonds about 3.5%. And then took a look at from required minimum distribution. So this I gave this person a current age of 60. So for those of you that are maybe in that early 60s age range, the growth of the IRA till age 70, and then starting to take required distributions. And then we assumed death at age 90. So kind of a very simple example. But just the taxation of the required minimum distributions from age 70 to age 90 accounted for around $760,000 of taxes. And then the balance of the account that wasn't spent at age 90 at death, there's a remaining tax debt of another $511,000. We're talking over $1.2 million of tax on an IRA of $1.9 million.
Right.
I think this is a significant amount of tax that we need to help people look at ways to reduce that tax burden.
And I think it's important to just mention that it's probably going to be impossible to eliminate all the tax on 100% of the qualified plans that you have.
No, we can't do that.
This is really just a strategy to take a look at what are the future tax implications and how can we start to mitigate some of those. That's all this really is about. And so if you can't really implement tax planning strategies if you don't know what your potential tax burden is going to be. So this process really involves taking a look, as the example that Ken just pointed out, what the potential future implications may be, and then beginning to look at things and strategies that you can start to put into place to try and reduce some of that taxation. You're never going to eliminate it completely.
And regardless of some of the assumptions in this hypothetical case, bottom line is there is a significant future tax burden in these IRA 401k accounts that we want to help you address. If I look at recently, this past year, we had tax reform. And that tax reform has made some adjustments to the tax brackets and has given a lot of people an opportunity to maybe take some additional dollars from those IRA qualified retirement plan accounts and pay the tax now at a lower tax rate, as opposed to waiting for maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now. We all know that the current tax law sunsets in 2025, so current law says tax rates will go up in 2025. But I would just ask the simple question of all of you that are listening. Do you, in your heart of hearts, think taxes will be lower in 20 years? Or in your heart of hearts, do you think taxes will be higher in 20 years? And whatever your personal opinion is on that, if you think they're going to be lower, this tax planning probably isn't for you. But if you think tax rates are going to be higher 20 years from now, shouldn't we be claiming some of that taxable income today at lower rates, repositioning it in something that can be tax-free when tax rates are higher? That's what we're trying to help our clients do today.
And we've talked about this before, is let's try to focus on the things that we know we can control and that we know we really have solid information on. And what we do know today is that the individual tax rates are going to stay the way they are until 2025. After that, who knows where they'll go? And that's an important distinction to make. For those of you that don't fully understand the tax plan that was put into place at the end of last year that went into effect at the beginning of 2018, remember, the corporate tax cuts were made permanent, and the individual tax cuts with the changes that they made will sunset in 2025. So there's a window of opportunity right now, based on what we know today, to put some strategies into place that can help mitigate some of this future taxation.
It's really understanding the simple fact that your IRA, your 401k, has a debt to it. And if nothing else, we want to really make sure we get that point across to you that you've made a conscious decision over the last 20, 30, 40 years to take a tax deduction on your seeds, the money that you put in every year, every month through your payroll deductions, and hopefully some matching contributions from your employer. But all the growth and all the earnings of those seeds have now multiplied into this big crop of money, and it hasn't been taxed yet. And strategies on how to manage that taxation moving forward are going to be of significant impact to all of your retirement plans moving forward.
So I think if you really want to get a handle on where you are as far as knowing what the future tax implications are on the qualified plans that you have, whether it's an IRA, whether it's 401k, 403bs, those kinds of vehicles that you've been accumulating money, I think it's really, really important that you come in and sit down with us and begin to go through the retirement roadmap review process.
And just out of curiosity, I always like to kind of throw out there, what really needs to happen for you to make a decision, a decision about this that hopefully will make you feel better? That's what we're asking, and we'd love to sit down with you and help coach you through this process, at least do some analysis to give you an idea of what's ahead of you. To do that, you just need to give us a call at 314 328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400 at Heise Advisory Group.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Earlier in the show, I had mentioned that last week we had Marty Ruby as a special guest and talking about the couple of the books that he's written that really discuss the tax impact of the 401ks. If you missed that show and you'd like to get back and pull that up, let me give you the where to find that. If you go to our company website, that's Heise, H-E-I-S-E, advisorygroup.com, HeiseAdvisoryGroup.com. At the top, click on the media tab, and you'll be able to go ahead and find our past shows, and you'll be able to pull up that show and go back and kind of listen to that. What we've been talking about today, kind of in wrapping things up, is the major tax impact that a lot of you have ahead of you as you go into retirement with the amount of money that you have in qualified retirement plans. Things like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. Those are all those accounts that you've been building and deferring taxes for all these years. And now we've got this tax debt that we need to address. And what we're trying to help people do is create tax diversification in their portfolios.
Yeah, we talk about diversification in general as it relates to how your portfolios are designed from a product perspective, but we tend to fail sometimes in pointing out and understanding that you need tax diversification as well. So the retirement roadmap review process is what you need, and I would encourage you to call us at 314-328-4400. Again, the number is 314-328-4400. Come on in, sit down with me and Ken, and let's get started on the retirement roadmap review process for you. Thanks for joining us. We'll be with you next week.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.